Texte numéro 50. How to make great teachers. We never forget our best teachers, those who imbued us with a deeper understanding or an enduring passion, the ones we come back to visit years after graduating, the educators who opened doors and altered the course of our lives. I was lucky enough to encounter two such teachers in a public high school in Connecticut. Dr. Capel told us that his goal was not to prepare us for the AP biology exam. It was to teach us how to think like scientists, which he proceeded to do with a quiet passion, mainly in the laboratory. Mrs. Hastings, my English teacher, was as devoted to her subject as the gentle Capel was to his. A tough taskmaster on the art of writing essay and an avid guide to the pleasures of James Joyce. Looking back, I'd have to credit this inspirational pair for carving the path that led me to a career writing about science. It would be wonderful if we knew more about teachers such as these and how to multiply their numbers. How do they come by their craft? What qualities and capacities do they possess? Can these abilities be measured? Can they be taught? Perhaps above all, how should excellent teaching be rewarded so that the best teachers, the most competent, caring, and compelling, remain in a profession known for low pay, low status, and soul-crushing bureaucracy? Such questions have become critical to the future of public education in the US, even as politicians push to hold schools and their faculty members accountable as never before, the nation faces a shortage of teaching talent. About 3.2 million people teach in US public schools, but the nation will have to recruit an additional 2.8 million over the next 8 years, owing to baby boomer retirement, growing student enrollment and staff turnover, which is especially rapid among new teachers. Finding and keeping high-quality teachers are key to America's competitiveness as a nation. Research suggests that a good teacher is the single most important factor in boosting achievement, more important than class size, the dollars spent per student, or the quality of textbooks and materials. Across the country, hundreds of school districts are experimenting with new ways to attract, reward, and keep good teachers. Many of these efforts borrow ideas from business. They include signing bonuses for hard-to-fill jobs, housing allowances, and what might be called combat pay for teachers who commit to working in the most distressed schools. But the idea gaining the most momentum and controversy is merit pay, which attempts to measure the quality of teachers' work and pay teachers accordingly. However, there is no universally accepted way to measure competence, much less the ineffable magnetism of a truly brilliant educator. Adapted from Time magazine, February 2008.